I'll be reading the call to worship this morning from Psalm 46. This is the same psalm that inspired Martin Luther to write, "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God." God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. There is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of dawn. The nations raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The Lord, the God of Jacob, is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Please join me in prayer. Dear Father, only you are worthy of worship. We come here today to worship you. May our worship, our singing be acceptable to you. May we join with the heavenlies in the worship of you that goes on continuously. May our hearts be prepared as fertile soil for your word to fall on this morning. May your Holy Spirit move among us. May you make the teaching that we'll receive this morning faithful to your word. May we experience the presence of Jesus as we take your holy sacrament of communion. May our petitions and thanksgiving be acceptable to you. We ask it in the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen.